Welcome to God Seeker. This is Elizabeth Folgaro. The current message, repurposed. Sometimes there can be voices in your head, thoughts buzzing or swirling around, which are spewing negative, self-deprecating, despair-ridden thoughts. These are not from God, but from the spiritual enemy trying to take you out. No matter how bad life becomes, no matter how much you think you have failed in what is considered important using the typical human methodology evaluation, this is not how God sees you. In fact, it is completely contrary to how God sees you and your temporary earthly existence. To Him, you are ever loved and always of infinite, priceless value, never less. In His esteem, you always have good God purposes for which He desires to use you. His arms are always open to you. He does not ever withhold His love as if He were mad at you or disappointed in you. And He does not hold it against you when you run from Him or have turned away. He is always there loving you, waiting for your return. Yup, your return to Him, because He wants you to choose to love Him. He will never, ever, ever force relationship. There are consequences for your choices. These are as natural as gravity pulling an apple to the ground when it detaches from a tree instead of it floating up and away. There is a system which operates in a certain God-designated way, where there is that which is good and healthy and leads to thriving for you and others, and that which does not. But because He is God, and the type of all good God that He is, one of the wonders of His way is that out of the worst, He can bring the best. Out of disasters which were out of your control, certainly, but also out of errors. So when you realize your mistake, that you have walked away and have sought to turn back, He forgives you in a way that what was is forgotten. He helps and leads so that we can deal with the consequences of whatever has been, and He takes that which the enemy meant for evil and may have been evil. And by your experience through it, He grows compassion, blossoming and fruitful in you, so that you can become one that He uses to come alongside others for exactly what they need when they need it. Because of what you have been through, He can lead you in being there for others in the way they experience the love and care of God, to be God's representative who weeps with those who weep, whereby His Spirit at work in you, they see and experience the comfort of God. Not just His representative in the way you might be tempted to think of the word, but representing Him, the reflection of the living God flowing through you where He knows others need it because you have turned to Him and become open and empty to His will instead of your own. You can reassure them of God's promises because you have experienced these, that He will never condemn and reject, that He will always love, always forgive, always accept, and always put what has been awful to God-led, God-purposed good work, where you are His ambassador to others. You are able to do this for Him because of what you have been through. You have a newfound, self-aware humility, which is beautiful and useful to the Holy Spirit. It allows you to come alongside others in an unself-exalted way and with sensitivity. The last will be first. The first will be last. The person who does not exalt self will be exalted. You bless those who curse you. You pray for those who persecute you. You don't care anymore what people say. They don't know. God knows, and He says you are beloved, on assignment, and purposeful in His plan. Whatever has been is not the end, but a new beginning. God keeps working through all things and all those will be used by him, including you, until we are home with him forever. All the hardship, sadness, and struggles, none of them can make sense until they are repurposed in the hands of a loving God. Listen to the song, "You Forgive Me," on the Restore album. Use the song to push the negative thoughts about the past back and away, to lay whatever it was before God, so you can know that as soon as you ask for forgiveness, be it the first or the thousandth time you've asked, that forgiveness is full and complete in a way he no longer holds what has been against you. Use the song to stop the self-deprecation, so partnering with God, you can gradually lift your head and listen for his instructions, how he wants to repurpose what has been into something beautiful, because through it, his compassion and love will reach at others. A rippling out of his healing, restoring, repurposing love, where you are not on the sidelines, but an integral part. You can find the song, "You Forgive Me," on my YouTube channel. Just search for my name, Elizabeth Folgaro. The musical prayer, "You Forgive Me," is also found on various streaming services and always on CD. Let's finish with a story Jesus told to illustrate the love of God for each one of us, no matter what. By many, it's called the story of the prodigal son, and we have come to think prodigal means the son's return. But prodigal really refers to the son's wasting of money. However, pay attention to what the father does when his son returns. Listen for yourself. Watch for the father's heart. See how God sees us, no matter what. You can find Jesus' story of the son who walked away and squandered everything he had in the gospel written by St. Luke, chapter 15, verses 11 through 24. Here we go. And Jesus said, "There was a certain man who had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the part of the property that falls to me.' And he divided the estate between them. And not many days after that, the younger son gathered up all he had and journeyed into a distant country. And there he wasted his fortune in reckless and loose from restraint living. And when he had spent all he had, a mighty famine came upon that country, and he began to fall behind and be in want. So he went and forced or glued himself upon one of its citizens in that country, who sent him into his fields to feed the hogs. And he gladly would have fed on and filled his belly with the carob pods that the hogs were eating, but they could not satisfy his hunger, and nobody gave him anything better. Then when he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants of my father have enough food, and even food to spare, but I am perishing, dying here of hunger. I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Just make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and came to his own father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was moved with pity and tenderness for him. And he ran and embraced him and kissed him fervently. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. I no longer deserve to be recognized as a son of yours.' But the father said to the bondservants, 'Bring quickly the best robe, the festive robe of honor, and put it on him, and give him a ring for his hand and sandals for his feet, and bring out that wheat-fattened calf and kill it, and let us revel and feast and be happy and make merry. Because this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to revel and feast and make merry." Thank you for joining in. Godseeker Messages are sponsored by Eagle's Nest Foundation. This is Elizabeth Folgaro. Remember that I am praying for you. Until next time, Let the song, "You Forgive Me," be your prayer, and keep seeking God.